the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast, explaining the news coming out of the complex worlds of finance, economics, and politics, and the impact it will have on everyday Americans. Author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, and trader, Chris Markowski.
All right, here's another teachable moment in the hype cycle of things. We're going to talk about Lucid Motors. Yeah, it's a fancy pants EV. What do those things go for? I think that they're like 170, 180 grand, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty expensive EV, to say the least. Well, regulatory filing yesterday, Lucid is going to cut 18% of its workforce, 1,300 employees, as part of a larger restructuring to reduce costs as it works to ramp up production of its air luxury sedan. Yeah. The CEO said job cuts are going to hit nearly all levels of the organization, yada, 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 severance packages, you name it. Lucid has $4.4 billion in cash. That's going to last it to the first quarter of 2024. Then what? I don't know. I don't know. You know, the Saudis going to throw more money into this. They're going to find a way to hype this up. Not a lot of cheap money floating around. Venture capital is going to have a tough time with this one. Again, this was another hype cycle company. I don't know the investment banking details. I don't know, you know, who got out when this company went public. Somebody made money on this. But again, we saw this right away. So you're making this electric car. You're making this electric car and you're going to sell it for 175 grand. And again, it's got a long battery life, all that good stuff. They claim that they had, and they still claim that they have 28,000 reservations for the car. But you have 28,000 reservations for the car, but now you're only planning to build 10 to 14,000 vehicles in 2023. Your factory can produce supposedly 34,000 vehicles a year. Why would you do that? You think people that are going to just sit around and wait, you're going to deliver 10,000 out of those 28,000 and those 18 other thousand are going to wait years to get themselves a car? I ain't buying it. I mind it. I think you're full of it, like many of these other EV automakers and startups out there. Many of them are just going to go away. Or you know, get bought up by somebody else, whatever it may be. I mean, it's fine. You got great technology there, great battery, but again, how many people can afford to buy it? How many people can afford to buy it? And now you've got these legacy car makers, even high-end legacy car makers that are making electric vehicles, whether it be Ferrari, whether it be Maserati, I mean, BMW, Mercedes. Again, you got some people will buy it. I mean, I actually saw a Lucid, I didn't go, a fancy mall not far from where I live down there in Manhasset, Port Washington. Yeah, it's you know, Miracle Mile there, Americana Plaza. They have a Lucid deal. At least they did. I don't know if they had any more. I know they got a Tesla one there as well. But 10,000 cars, you can make 34,000. And what makes you think you're going to be able to keep up that type of capacity? Just saying. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.